Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. That was Keith Evans and I Gotcha. That's the song we were talking about everyone wants to get. You can pick that up at iTunes with Keith Evans. And those of us who know the other band member, Woody Fraser, our really good friend and person that comes on and talks with all of us here on Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Psyche Jethro, and welcome to Friday. Have you been putting in for the Christmas basket? Because tonight we're going to draw our third winner, and somebody's going to take home some really great prizes. Those of you who've been keeping track know that my lovely guest and hostess tonight is Janae Bowerman, and we are here discussing totems. How are you, Janae?
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing great. How about you?
Really good. We've had a really nice weather. How is it where you are?
Well, we've had beautiful blue skies with a lot of sunshine, but it's been kind of cold. And it's crazy here this time of year in Arkansas. It's about 70 degrees, and then it'll get to 30 degrees during the day. And so it's kind of a fluctuation right now. A lot of people are getting sick with the fluctuation of the temperatures.
And very good. As your name was bringing with this, fluctuating the temperatures. Any of you guys who have a chance, remember to continue trying out not only the organo-healthy coffee and doing the things for your system at this time of the year as it chills down, but exactly what Janae was saying. Make sure you're taking and testing yourself on what's going on with those energies. We have a lot of psychic detectives, and we're including all of you guys who are writing in to us at psychicsgonewild.com, and let us know what your area is doing and how you're feeling this weather, because we've had a lot of reports that it's not the same in different areas. Some places it's had a lot of snow. Other places have had less. And we know up in the eastern, we've been trying to get a good report on how it is up there with Sandy. Yeah, but it's Sandy's gone. We have a couple of you up in Pennsylvania. And our hostess on Wednesdays is basically lives in Maine, and that's Dina. Dina was letting us know that energy from Sandy has brought in a whole different hemisphere there people are feeling. Janae, would you care to iterate a little bit on what do you feel the weather's doing, and do you feel it's affected with our spiritual energy? Is this something that a change, or any opinion you have on what's going on with our wild weather we're having?
Well, I kind of feel that not just with the weather, but with the planetary changes, you know, the astrological changes along with the solar flares, you know, just in the past 2 days, Jethro, we've had 7 CMEs, you know, which has been very intense. And I kind of feel for most of the sensitives or light workers and empaths such as myself, there's just been kind of an up and down sort of energy. Like some days you're feeling really energetic, and then some days you're just really lethargic and feel beat. I know a lot of people are taking in a lot of other energies, a lot of negative. So it's very important, folks, to stay grounded right now and to make sure that you ground yourself, stay cleansed and centered, and just to kind of like let everything roll off your back and not take too many things personally right now.
Very good advice, and very true. And we are in a Mercury retrograde, so on top of what Janae was just saying, which is happening with ours, also that planet of ours that goes backwards, we know it's a time everyone knows with Mercury. This is the confusing times with communication, the stressful times. One of the really good times to go through things that you have in your house and home and make adjustments to. It's something we learned with the moon time. You know, now we're in a new moon. This is new beginnings. Everyone knows that we started this out here on Tuesday, the 13th, going into beginning with a new moon. You want to do all those new projects and everything. Look and notice what the frustrations you're having or anything you've got. And, you know, everybody's like delaying on making major decisions here until it goes out the 20th. Be sure that you're looking at things in your house and doing a little bit of what we call feng shui, of checking, seeing is the left corner, far left corner of your house, which is your bogway, your space there for your financial, is it set up in a positive way? Is the far right corner of your house set up and dealt with so that you have relationship things there? I have a lot of people that are looking for work right now, and in their left part of their house, they have energy. I had a client, I won't say names for confidential, that called me, and she's like, I've got everything up, and my bed is there, and I have a very nice antique bed. And I'm like, very good, you know. A lot of people will sleep in, you know, different parts of your house due to situations. But it's like, okay, but what about, is that a good space to have the bed? We got to talking, and lo and behold, under the bed was a ton of bills, paperwork. You know, she had been taught that that's a place to hide things. Those of us who know, you know, you want to sleep in good rest. And I told her, I said, visualize you're sleeping on top of these notes, all these papers, all these numbers. And we got to laughing because she's like, the last couple of years I have these odd dreams, and they were pretty much all tied, long story short, to numerology. And what her guys were telling her was, clean under the bed. You've got energies happening here. You've got numbers.
Right.
You know, so those of you who are doing this, these are the fun times. We welcome all of you. We got a lot of callers. Janae, tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do. We've got a lot of response on our new, you know, added to our addition of our family, just welcoming you, and let them know who Janae is.
Oh, thank you very much, Jethro. It's wonderful to be a part of Psychics Gone Wild and your team. Everybody's so great. My name is Janae Bowerman. I'm also not only a member of the Psychics Gone Wild team, but I'm a diamond psychic and a columnist for Bel Esprit magazine. I'm an empath, intuitive psychic, and I specialize in love and relationships, and I'm a life coach. I'm a Reiki 2 practitioner. And if anyone wants to get a hold of me, they can reach me at my email is braveheartbutterfly@gmail.com, Or you can also go to the Psychics Gone Wild website, and you'll see my name or my picture. Just click on there, and you can get in touch with me that way.
We welcome all of you guys who've just really got to know Janae. Tonight, we pulled the wheels, spun it around, and we had already talked ahead. So we picked the subject tonight, and the subject will be totems. And we're looking forward. Me and Janae were really getting excited, right? The last few minutes of the show, I've had a lot of emails, and they were like, you two really left us cliffhanging, and we will be discussing that as we go through the show. I welcome all of you callers to limit it, please, to one question. I know that we have a lot of callers tonight, and I thank you guys, and we will continue to give you great service. But, you know, we only have an hour, and we have a lot of people waiting. So 410, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Great. We welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. Do you have one question you'd like to ask us?
Yes, I do. I wanted to know about my third eye.
Okay, and give us your first name.
It's Kathy.
Okay, oh good. No, Kathy, and I welcome you. I know that we had talked a little bit on the work here, and I do suggest that, you know, definitely you stay in tonight and hang on, for we're going to give the prize away here at the half an hour. And one of the gifts, as Janae has offered, is to do an email reading. So one of the gifts tonight is in there that you can get an email reading done by Janae Bowerman. So it'll be in your thing. You'll have a receipt that says, you know, contact Janae. You've been given this gift by Psychics Gone Wild, and Janae's offered this to you as, you know, a gift. And what I feel with you, Kathy, as you talk over the phone, I feel like you are working through some energy, and the guides are telling me that it really needs the toning. I'm hearing the sounds of it. Now, I know that a lot of people will say different vowels, but for me, the sound of it is like E. It's like the word see. When you see, you know, you say see something, I see it, I know it, I can see it in my eyes, I can see it that way, and it's like E with double E, and that's the sound that works towards resonating. Talk to me a little bit, Kathy, about your gift, because I feel like you've been working with it, and we're going to talk totems, but let me and Janae know a little more, and Janae, give your opinion on what you feel with Kathy here. We're bouncing back and forth, and I apologize, I'm having a little bit of sound effect, Kathy, so don't go anywhere, just talk and deal with it a little minute, okay?
Well, I'm having a problem because people will tell me that it's downloads and different things, and then I'll have another person tell me it might be a low-grade ear infection, you know, when I hear the ringing in my ears. And someone told me that spirit comes to us in our mind and not ear ringing.
Mm. I feel like spirit comes in many different forms.
Uh-huh.
You know, especially with, you know, psychics, we have the four clairs, and you can hear, you can see, you can feel, and sense, taste. And so I'm kind of feeling like you are opening up, Kathy. I believe we spoke last Friday. Your name sounds familiar and your voice sounds familiar.
Oh, were you on last Friday?
Yeah.
And okay,
we did speak. And I really feel like at this time you need to continue with your meditation and do some grounding and some centering. There are some good guided meditations out there. Were you able to soak in any salt water and lavender this week or get out in nature to help you get centered and grounded?
Yeah, I was out in nature, yeah.
Well, I'm just kind of guided to tell you that we all experience our inner knowing and the messages from spirit in different ways. And it could be very well, I feel like, that there is something trying to come through. And I'm also being guided to tell you to be sure and just to keep meditating, that it will come to you eventually. And I just don't feel like you're being still enough to listen to it. And keep believing in yourself. Know that all things happen in divine order,
mm-hmm.
and that time. And I just believe it'll come to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kathy, for calling in. We're going right along real quickly tonight. We've got 678. You're going. The phones are really static. Can you hear us, 678?
Hey, it's good evening. So, how you doing?
Good. We welcome you and thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild.
Okay. And the question I have tonight is, my ex-girlfriend got back in touch with me last week, and I'm also interested in somebody else. And I just want to know, what do you see happening, me going back or moving on?
No problem. I apologize. Your guys were doing a little bit of static there, and I'm going to have you just say your first name for me to get permission.
Sure. My name is Craig.
Hey, Craig, and what I'm feeling here is I feel like the guys are telling me that this is some energy happening here. This is a decision you've got. I feel that the other person is feeling the energy, and the relationship that you feel true in your heart seems to be the new relationship. I feel the other person is trying to get back with you. This time was done, and it's the pull. She's feeling the energy of this new person, and I feel like with you, I mean, you're going to sit down and make your decision. I see you being with the original person. I feel like there's something going on with this past relationship that she kind of had to, you know, people realize in a relationship when they go out there that this isn't right. I mean, she kind of, you and her had separated, and you went through this other stuff, and now she's missing and wanting you back. Do you feel, I mean, you feeling from the past relationship? Talk to me a minute, Craig.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like that's what it is. And the part of me is waiting to move on and, you know, establish something new with somebody else because, you know, the ex-girlfriend, she was a great female, but she was very young and immature.
What I'm feeling. We're going to get a woman's point of view, and I can feel Janae already clouding up on us. We're going to get in trouble here, Craig, so hang on. Don't you go anywhere and leave me. But it's, you know, it is a male thing that we are a little gullible when it comes to things. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm saying you need to make sure in energy that you take a little time back. I would not at this point, because what I feel is happening here, and it happens both sexes, I can hear you guys already, this happens for both, that this is going. And I have a good case. I know sometimes a person will do energy. When you're going through this, take that time a little bit. I feel like that the guys are warning you a little bit to take a little time back, because if she still loves you, she's going to be there with you in the love. But your guys are also telling me you need to keep a little distance because she's trying to break this new relationship up. Sometimes other people will do this. Help me, Janae. Are you feeling what I'm feeling with this relationship?
Well, I agree with you, Jethro, but I also want to say, Craig, that, you know, oftentimes when people ask me about relationships and they're saying, you know, I've been involved with someone, but I've met somebody new, what do you see happening with the old, or do you think that I should go with the new? I think deep down inside in your heart you already know that answer, and I'm feeling like that the older relationship is probably worn its course right now, and you know in your heart and in your mind the reasons why that probably wouldn't work. I feel like it's time to put the past in the past and allow yourself these new energies, this new person coming in. I feel that they have a lot to offer, and to go forth with that. I see good things coming with it. I see happy holiday time for you, and just remember that life is too short, and if there's, you know, if you're already doubting the things and looking towards going to something new, I would advise you to take a good look at that.
Okay.
All right, we thank you, Craig. We're going right on along down the list and going to the next person. 609, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight? 609?
Yes. Oh, I'm right here. I'm sorry.
You were off having a party without us, weren't you? Every time I turn around.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome
you
to Psychics.
What can we do for you tonight, sweetie?
I just want to know, you know, what is it that my angels got to tell me? Because, my family, I feel like, you know, I feel hurt right now. A lot of things that they're doing and they don't kind of understand. I guess they think I'm being mean and cruel and I'm not, you know, and I'm just a little hurt by them right now. But they don't see it, but they hurt me.
Because I feel like you've been setting some boundaries lately, and they're not used to you setting boundaries. They're used to getting their way with you. Is that, am I kind of on the right track here?
Oh, you're very much so on the right track, but I got to get some boundaries, you know?
That's true, sweetie. And I feel like right now that the best thing to do is to keep loving yourself. They're not used to this change in you because they're used to getting what they want. So you just keep sticking with your boundaries, keep loving yourself, realize that they're just in a little bit of a shock and they're going to get used to it. You just got to stay with your word, so mean what you say and do what you mean, and eventually they'll get over the shock. They'll realize that the new you has come out, that you're no longer going to be taken advantage of, and they'll go through some angry times, some resentful times. They'll probably say some very hurtful things, but realize, sweetheart, that it's not personal. It's nothing about you. It's just them basically throwing little tantrums because they're, you know, I don't want to say this and be out of line, but a lot of times our family members are like spoilt little kids, and when they don't get what they want, they throw tantrums, and they have to realize that we do mean what we say. We do love ourselves and respect ourselves, and sometimes we just have to stick up for it. So you stand strong, and I believe that it may, you know, take a few months, but they'll begin to see that you really mean what you say, and they'll learn. And in the end, they'll respect you more, and you'll have more respect for yourself, and you'll be a lot more happier.
Okay.
And we thank you for calling Psychic Scott. Well, make sure all of you new ones, people and new listeners are putting on the right side to follow. Also, check out PsychicScottandWild.com and put in for our gift basket. We'll be giving one away here in about 6 minutes, right after the next caller. We thank you for calling. And I'm going to put some prayers out there. That sounds like your family need a little bit of a time out.
Yeah, it seems like so.
Well, blessings to you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, sweetheart, and hang in there. And remember, be a champion for yourself.
Thank you.
All right, darling.
Going to our next caller, we're right on with 857. Boy, me and Janae haven't even got time to talk our topic. You guys are just calling in quicker than we can get. We've got a stack of you. How are you, 857?
Yes, hi. Is it Jeffro?
Yes.
I was calling. I have missed some money on my checking account. I would like to know who's taking the money out of my checking account.
Oh, okay. You know, well, somebody that shouldn't be in your checking account, that's a horrible thing.
I know, that's terrible.
I do need your first name. Your guides are showing me that something's going on here with you, that this has been, you've got something going on in the house. This is something there. I feel like I need to talk to you. Can you just say your first name over the radio?
Betty.
Betty, this is Psychic Jethro, and when you're talking to me, Betty, what I keep seeing is I feel like this was like they're showing me, okay, now wait a minute, they're showing me the counter, they're showing me some things there, they're showing me that this is a little bit of a thing on it. I would definitely go through your bank right now. I would get a hold of them, you know, they have them 24/7, and check with this stuff that they took out of this, these amounts and stuff, they can stop right now and have the bank hold this, because it looks to me like, what I keep feeling, Betty, is I feel like someone has gotten, like through a computer or something, and they're taking finance out of you. Can you help me, Janae? Because that's what I keep seeing, a counter. I thought I saw a male. It looked like a male was standing there by the counter.
Well, I don't get an image of anybody, but the first thing that came to my mind when she was saying that, or that I'm picking up on, is I'm feeling like somebody is either slipping your debit card, or perhaps they've written down the numbers, and like Jethro said, they're going online, transferring money, or they sneak out. I really, sweetheart, I would contact my bank as soon as possible, have them put a stop on that account. There's, you know, a lot of ways that they can trace that, who's using it. You know, they can tell where the money's been taken out, where it's been, if your card has been used online, the charges that's made. I would have them stop everything and reissue you something else. But I just can't tell. I don't have a read on exactly who it is. But I do feel like it's somebody. I'm sorry?
Did you think it was one of my grandkids?
I don't
pick up anything on that.
And I feel what the guides are telling me with it is just do it now and then watch with this energy, because Betty, I also see what they're like, you were talking here, they'll stop, they'll run this through, they're also going to see what's going on because they can catch it. Now someone doing this like off of your card or something there, I do see this is going to be caught, and Betty, what I see is going to happen is it's going to come out later, but you're going to stop at the bank right now, and one good thing about it is they're going to be able to stop this and get this money wavered back. If someone's taken, like she said there, what I kept seeing was that I saw this male at a counter doing some cash. So what I feel with this is that this, like what we were talking there, and unfortunately, you know, we're gonna go through the energies, and what I'm perceiving is that we're gonna get you to stop it at the bank, and the bank's gonna trace it back. They'll be able to tell that if someone's used your card, then you're gonna have your evidence, Betty, and that's what you need. My prayers to you. I feel like you've been stressed. I can feel not only your money with this company, but you've got the house where they don't understand sometimes that you're trying and helping everybody there. I feel there's something in the family, a little bit of a, you know, and they know better. I mean, that's what I feel with you, Betty. That's what I feel is going on there. And I'm gonna put some prayers and stuff with it. And I thank you for giving Psyche's Gone Wild a first call. And that's what I keep getting. And the guys are telling me that you're gonna know and you're gonna be able to handle this. But like we were talking, you get that bank, and they just right away go through, because they said even if it's coming out of your house, if you didn't okay it, it could be your computer, it could be a lot of things that are taking it. Unfortunately, there's so many computer companies that. They did this to me when my mom's funeral, right at the funeral things, I was going there, got back, and my card had never been really utilized, and someone was trying to run an amount. The bank will catch that. And Betty, my prayers to you, because I can feel the stress, and like we were saying, get a hold of the bank, let them handle it. They'll run it through. If there's some place that's coming up, they'll have it say, we have a photo here of so-and-so that was taking this at a store
right.
or something.
They'll have photos. They have all kinds of documentation nowadays, and even if it was done online, then they can source what the charges are, what the companies are, and even sometimes source it back to what computer that was used.
They don't have my card. Someone have my PIN number, right? You have to use it on the computer, right?
Not always. Not if you have a debit card, and you know what I found is like a debit card. I can tell you, and I'm in the same situation of mine, and they did. That's what I thought too, and it was being pulled. They're telling me that you know this could be someone you don't even know who's like gotten it through something, and that debit came up. I know of a good example was a lady who used it at a gas station, and the gas station took the card somewhere. The machine did something, and it ended up where her card got used 17 times down the road from different places was using this card. And so obviously somebody took that number from hers right out of a gas station, and it never had to use the PIN again. And every time you go in to use it, like with me, I have to, for my debit, have to put my PIN in. It picks it up. They have horrible ways. You know, I feel you're going to be able to stop and get this handled. I think they're also going to come up and say, the bank's going to hold back and say, wait a minute. You know, they've got, someone's given it, say, well, my PIN's not being given out to anybody. If it's coming from my house, we need to have it. It's going to check to my computer. This is fraud, and stop it. And see
well,
where
one
it's
thing
coming.
I am being guided to say to her, Jethro, if you don't mind, sweetheart.
No.
What's your first name again?
Betty.
Betty, one thing I'm being guided to say is that I think that you have in your mind somebody that you feel like it probably could be. Make sure that you have all your information together before you confront or accuse this person, because I'm feeling that maybe it's not who you think it is.
Yeah, because they did that once before when I went to the thing and then tried to use my card and it didn't work. And when I went to the credit union, they said someone tried to use my card and try to get money out of my card.
Yeah,
they had stopped my card. So they just changed my card, and I got a new card. Now someone, and I go to the teller machine, try to think I got money in my account. I don't have no money in my account.
When did it show you the last time it was withdrawn?
No, it just, no, they don't show that.
I would get immediately, sweetheart, in the morning with the bank. They're open on Saturdays at least till noon. Go there first thing and see what's going on with them. It could very well be a banking error, but I was just being guided to say that you have in your mind who you think it might be, and sometimes things aren't always what we think right off the, you know, right away. So make sure that you have all your evidence.
Is that my grandson? My granddaughter is one of them, because they're the only one, too, I gave my PIN number to, my new card number.
Again, sweetheart, I don't have a read on either one, on who it is. I just feel like I see something with the card. I see something, how it's been maybe slipped out of your billfold even, and possibly they could have just taken it out long enough to write the numbers down and use it. Again, the best way to figure that out would be to go directly to the bank, find out when the money was withdrawn, where it was withdrawn, what it was. If it was just a cash withdrawal, then they've got cameras on every one of the ATMs and even in the stores. So you're going to be able to find out who it is.
We thank you
get to the bottom of it. And I'm so sorry that you're going through it, sweetie.
We do. I put our prayers behind you, Betty. We've got the phones acting up. We're going to listen to Sunset Lagoon by Linda Irwin. Hang tight, everybody. Don't go anywhere, because when we get back, we'll be giving away one of those Christmas baskets again, the one that's got Janae Bowerman's reading with the email, and the one that's got some new ones. Yay! Corrine Jacobs got a healing bracelet that will be in this one. So some of you males may have to give this out as a gift. Hang on and see what we're going to do here right after this beautiful song by Linda. And yes, there we go. Wasn't that beautiful? That's my favorite ones. And speaking of Linda Irwin, the music that we heard tonight will be one of the CDs that will be given away, signed and autographed by Linda, in our Christmas basket. We have a winner. And out of all of the names that we pulled Yvonne De La Cruz. Yvonne, yay, congratulations, rock on. Texas took it. Here we go. There's our third winner. And those prizes. Yay. I've had a lot of experience with a lot of people calling in and asking me. The new question we've got is, where are everybody going? Where is everybody at on Psychics Gone Wild? And why don't you have a schedule, Jethro? What is the matter with you? Well, what's going on is we do have a schedule. If you tune in and you come on Monday nights, you have Amy Irwin. Tuesdays is Pamela Cummings. Wednesdays is Dina Flanagan. Thursdays is Ryan Smith. Fridays is Janae Bowerman. Saturdays is Psychic Jethro. Sundays is Kelly C. Coulter. So no matter where you go, we're on. And obviously me and Kelly do a lot of the hosting with the show and the radio, so you can catch us. And we will periodically change that again next month. That's why we're wild. One of the fun things we love about and have been going through is we've had a lot more response and a lot of real positive. We've heard really good about the Christmas baskets. We've had, as I'm doing here, I'm going to a lot more emails, a lot of Skype. How do I get my email in was one of the questions you wrote me at there. That's how you do. Psychics Jethro Gone Wild, or if as a Skype friend of mine, or Facebook in Psychic Chat. If you guys know that my name is Jethro Smith, and you go on Psychic or Psychic Jethro, you'll find me on Facebook, join, and then I pick up all of the emails there. I do get a lot of emails through Facebook, so I do apologize to you guys that sometimes I'll get to these, sometimes I just write them down. We have got a lot for Janae, and I've got a couple questions that real quick I'll run through before we pick up the phone. Don't go anywhere, you guys. We've got quite a few who've been on there. 203, you'll be next, and then 512 right after that. Janae, when you had first talked on the show, when we first heard you on the show, you said that you read emails. If I were to send you an email picture, would you need pictures of me and my husband to read about me and my husband, or could I just use the picture of me that I have?
What I would like for you to do is send a picture. If you want to know about you and your husband, it would be great if you can to send a picture of you guys together so I can read the aura and the energy around you as a couple. And it would also be good to have a separate picture, one of you and one of your husband, sent to me. You can send them to my email address, braveheartbutterfly@gmail.com, or you can send it to Psychics Gone Wild. Click on the link there and send me an email that way.
And we have one here from Delightful Writes that wants to know, you had talked about having a way to get my stories to a publisher. Would you tell us again how to do that? And thank you so much for your fun new perspective on Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, thank you very much. And thank you all to all the listeners. We're really glad to have you here. It's been so much fun so far. And what you can do is you can send me a message, again, at my braveheartbutterfly@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, Janae Bowerman or Braveheart Butterfly on Facebook. I can send, or you can also go to bellaesprit.com, and that's www.bellaesprit.com, and send it to Attention Bell. Let her know that you are a columnist, which you'd like to be a future columnist, and what you'd like to write about, and we can go from there.
And we thank all of you, and to make sure tomorrow you tune in live at 8 p.m. It will be Psychic Jethro and Georgina Cannon promoting her new book. We've had a lot of fun. We've had Sherry Richards this month. We've had a lot of ones going, you know, and what I love is that we have been really cycling with a lot of them. I apologize to you guys that we've got a lot of fans and different ones on Skype tonight going, here we are, and we're going, hello. Everyone's teasing us about what is going on, what's been happening, and what's been happening is it's me and Janae. And Janae, we were talking about totems, and we always give them right the last half of the show. We just gave away another Christmas basket to Yvonne. We're going to turn around and go... With Totem said, you were talking, you and Jethro, last time I listened into the show, I've never been able to understand my totems. Am I correct? It's the animal that's on the other side with me. Well, it is a spiritual guide, and your animal is the other sense. We all have these different energies and different developments, and everyone has, like we talk about angels, guides, they also have an animal. If you... I have had people argue this, that they have never seen them. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not present. A lot of times a person's a totem and animals will come through at different times when needed or in different parts of life. There's different exercises. I encourage you guys who take psychic class and get into different exercises to see your totem or to work with them, to try them before you try to just rule it out. It sounds like you've ruled it out. The next email I have and I've got here on totem reading is, I have a butterfly, and I also have a butterfly on one side of my totem, and one of my totems is a butterfly, and I seem to be really attracted to butterflies. Does this have any significance in my life? Janae, do you feel that what she's asking is the butterfly, what would you feel it's signifying for her?
I believe that it signifies change, movement and change, and, you know, that's what butterflies the animal totems or messages do. They signify transformation, change, new beginnings, rebirth. And sometimes when our life becomes stagnant and we're unable to move forward, then a butterfly will come in and it kind of gives us that little shove into, the impetus to move forward and look at change, progress. Fear and discomfort sometimes are major reasons for change. We are afraid to move forward or because we're afraid of the unknown, perhaps dissatisfaction with life, work, relationships, what have you. So if you listen to a butterfly's message, you can prepare for change before it's forced upon you. Offer yourself some new beginnings. Butterflies are just wonderful messengers, I believe.
Very good. Very beautiful. And we were talking about with the owl. I want to encourage each of you, as we were discussing last time, to be able to tell with your totem. I was right at the last show we were discussing, if you look at yourself physically, and I mean, you've got to look without looking. Don't, you know, like you're going in and getting ready for work, or you're putting on your face to go out for dinner. You know, just go in your relaxed state of mind, sit down and relax and kind of look without looking at yourself, not staring too intensely, but just look. You'll notice some of your characteristics and your face features. Everyone has this. I'm not saying anything bad. We all have different facial features. Now, looking at them, I've had people tell me, you know, I went, I did this, I noticed I had a little bit of a slunched shoulders. I went and I did this, and I had a little bit of here. I had a little bit of an edge about me. And then they looked at the head, the posture, and what was excellent is they just kind of wrote this down, etched it out, and it was exactly the person's totem of a bear. Because if you look at it, it gives you those kind of symbols. I was talking last time about your arms. Raise your arms out real wide, everyone. Notice if your arms are real long. Some people have very long, wing-like arms. You can always tell what we call a flyer in the Native American way, in the shaman way, you would say, this person is a flyer. They are off the air, and they're not an animal that just creatures. Not everyone has all flying totems. Your main totem, and this is something we'll discuss, this is a belief, and I want some of you guys, you know, I can see you already going, whoa, we're going to get to some of the calls, but we're starting to fill up here on 773, is that when you go into this, there is different beliefs. I know that in my belief, in my way, maybe it's not the only way of it, is that there is one main totem and the rest follows suit in there. I know there's some Native Americans who believe in only four. Now, I think, Janae, how many do you believe, Janae? How many do you believe totem?
I believe that we have nine, you know,
yeah.
In the way that I was taught through the Native American and bringing up, because I'm part Cherokee. And we were taught that there were nine basic, animal totems that way. East, west, north, south, above, below, in, out, left and right.
And they're all correct ways. And what's really beautiful, that's one thing I love about the spirituality of it, is you learn and you work with these developments to help yourself. So I take, and I want you all to do this. That's when last week we had the most funniest thing. I know a couple of the regulars and some of the ones were like, Janae said nine, and they were just like, this is cool, and that's why you guys wanted us to talk about this. And I agree very much. In the fact of, I do know a little bit of the Cherokee way, and I agree with what Janae's saying and what I'm saying, and I also agree with those of you who wrote me and said, you know, in the respect of some of our other cultures and saying that they have a year and that animal is basically the only animal that they really feel in tune with, and yet, as we were talking, a friend of mine really made me feel good in another country that she wrote me, a client, and let me know that since we've been working on this and she listened to the show with me and Janae, she noticed that she had two. And that made her start to go through her house. And lo and behold, when she got done, she realized that she's pretty much resonates to nine. So she says that Janae made her look at herself differently and she wants to thank her. And that's coming from Hong Kong. So Connie wrote
that.
Well,
I wanted to say something, though. And while we may have nine that are kind of our core or basic totems, we do have other ones that, and you may or may not agree with this, Jether, that come in and out of our lives. They may not be permanent totems. They may just come into our lives at a particular time, like this person talking about the bear. They may be going through something in their life at that time where the bear is their totem, helping guide them through. I know that the owl is not a permanent totem for me, but it signifies something right now in my life that I need to pay attention to and I'm going through. It is true that I believe they can stay with us for a year. They can stay with us for months. You know, they may be with us just a week or two to our lesson, so they feel like that they've done served their purpose.
Very true, and I agree very much. And I do know that, though, in my way, in our way, it's like the left side is your incoming and the right side your outgoing. So where
right.
The totem is, you know, and if you're doing a spiritual journey, a good example, we were talking about the rabbit. Another example is we went for a while, and I say we, me and my relationship, we would go for walks, and we would have this really unique and animal experiences. And the one that really impressed me was the possum. The possum would come. Everyone's like, okay, the possum, you know, play dead, play instinctively. But if you look up what the possum mean, the possum also is a good description to watch what's being presented about you out to other people. Acknowledge your presentation and how you are being. And it was ironic that the guys were right on, like what Janae is saying, that it came for a short time. I was going through a lot of what did I have, what was I looking. And ironically, the joke is, you know, anyone who knows with Psyche Jethro, I love food and I am very absent-minded. I mean, there's days that I look like a Q-tip, my hair, and I'm running around. Everybody's like, what is going on with you? Well, now I have a haircut that looks like that, so I can just do that because I don't pay attention. What the guides were telling me, I was getting presentation, I was getting out on Facebook, I was getting on Psyche's Gone Wild, and the guides were saying, you know, here, here, and they kept throwing this possum. I love the animal, and then once I looked it up and started understanding, that's what they were saying. And I love what Janae said. Janae, how many times have you, we've all had like dreams, and like she said, they come for a little time or they come for a while. Please take the time, those of you who are having an animal, study that animal. Get to know a lot about it. I mean, a good example, everyone's really nervous of snakes and stuff, but if you look at this, the eternal of snakes and coming into your life, also snakes are a really good thing, is to strike when the iron is hot. Are you striking at the right or wrong time? If you're out doing a lot of business opportunity things and you start all of a sudden seeing different snakes, you know, obviously where you live, and like where I live down here, we don't really have, we have some poisonous, but I very seldom ever get close to that. What I do see in our, we see a lot of garden snakes and other, whenever they start to really come around it for me, it pretty much is telling me right on what the angels and the guides on my other side are saying. Watch, are you striking when it's hot? Are you on opportunity? And usually those kind of guidelines, like we were saying, will help all of you. I do know I'm getting beeped, and I will go into the next caller. 203, you've been patient. You're on next on Psyche's Gone Wild.
How you doing?
Hey, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hi, Jethro. This is Woody.
Good. Congratulations on your music. You and Keith Evans, that's an excellent song.
Thank you.
I'm so glad and proud of it. I have to tell everybody, go to iTunes, go to iTunes. Woody, have you met Janae? She's our newest addition to the Psychic family.
I don't
Hello,
think.
How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Doing great. What's your first name?
Woody.
I'm sorry, there's a little bit of feedback and I'm not hearing you.
Woody.
Woody. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank
how
you.
How are you doing?
Good.
You have something on your mind you want to ask tonight?
Yes, I would like to, I don't know if you could pick up what change you see coming for me, this general.
What change I see coming for you? Are you looking for a new relationship, or are you, I don't feel like you're really in a relationship right now, and perhaps maybe you're looking for some companionship or to be in a relationship.
Well, I'm looking for the right one.
Well, I'm not seeing anybody. I'm seeing you dating a few people, but I'm not seeing anybody serious until after the holidays right now. And I'm feeling, are you looking for another job?
Yes, I'm pursuing a career, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm kind of picking up that you're not very happy where you are, and you're looking for new changes right now, and I'm being guided to let you know that there is going to be something coming to you. It's not going to be coming again. It seems like the first of the year, a lot of things are going to be coming for you. I feel like a new relationship, a new job, a whole set of new beginnings in 2013. Just keep centered and put out your resumes. I feel like there's going to be something, a couple of things that are going to appear or come to you, but it's not going to be what you really are looking for. Hold out for what you're really looking for. Don't settle. And I kind of feel like you're going to get what you want, and things are going to really look up for you after the first of the year.
Okay, I got a question. I recently contacted my cousin. He's in the music industry. I was wondering, is he really, he told me to call him, and I was wondering, is he really going to, I guess, assist me, or I'm wasting my time with that?
I'm kind of getting that his hands are tied. For some reason, I'm seeing a symbol of two hands tied together, that he's doing what he can right now. I'm not sure. Jethro, what are you getting on that?
I know, and I'm not sure neither. They're telling me what's going on. Is there some other energy there? They're telling me there's going to be, I feel like there's something happening there. There's a little bit of free will and the delay or something. It's not making sense, Woody. So that would tell me the guides and the angels are saying it's in your hands of trying to do contact, knowing that there's some goods and bads of this. It's like the person, when this happens, it says it's someone, you know, you would like to make contact with them, but the timing's not letting it happen. It's really, it's a frustration.
And it's like whoever, yeah, I'm sorry. It's like whoever he's having to talk with, whoever your cousin's having to talk with, you know, they're like, he's telling them and he's working for you, but it seems like that they're, and he's doing all he can do, but that person there is just not moving forward for some reason. It seems like I'm getting that this person talks a lot more than he acts, and I'm not talking about your cousin, I'm talking about whoever your cousin's connection is. And for whatever reason, he either can't move forward and help, or it's just not the right timing, like Jethro said. Don't give up. I'm not saying, I don't feel like you should give up. I just feel like that everything happens when it's supposed to in divine timing, and just put forth some positive affirmations and good energy out there. Practice the law of attraction like it's happening. That's with your relationship, with your job, with your music. Just keep putting it forth out there. It's a good time right now, these new moons and energies, to make you a manifestation list. Keep it right there on your refrigerator and just kind of act like that's what you want. Put it all positive things, like it's happening, it's going to happen, and I really believe that it will get there.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't give
up. Thank you, Woody.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And we've got a lot of them voting with you. Woody, be careful, because we had them teasing you about your song, and they were looking to see if they could get to see with you and go some other stuff with relationships. So I have a feeling Woody's going to have more dates than he realizes with his new site on the new music. So going into, we've got our last caller here, and it's 512. How are you?
Hey, Jethro. I am the winner.
You are the winner. This is Yvonne Delacruz.
Congratulations. Yay.
Thank you.
Rocket, all right, you are. That's very cool. You got me. I got the chills from that, Yvonne. Did someone say call in tonight? Those little guides of yours said it's your night, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, congratulations.
I was listening and saying when you said Yvonne Delacruz won, I'm like, hey, that's me.
Well, and I apologize to everybody in the room. I love everybody. We're having a really problem with some sound, and I just got it to give me a seawater, and it'll make it look all bubbly, but it will not give us sound for a lot of you. So, unfortunately, that's what we're having tonight. And it's like, you know, I'm sure that everybody else, you know, as we keep going into everything else, it just keeps doing that. So, Yvonne, I'd like you to go ahead and ask Janae, who is the person who will be giving you the email reading you want, too. But ask Janae a question, and we will go from there.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I guess I'd like to know something about a relationship. I don't really know what to ask, but I guess that's an easy.
Are you in a relationship now, sweetie? Are you looking to meet somebody?
I'm not in a relationship right now. No.
Okay. Where are you going to meet people? Are you getting out? Any clubs? Or any organizations?
No.
Going to coffee shops or anything? What kind of interests do you have?
Books, coffee shops, yeah. Every now and then,
yeah.
I'll go into one.
I'm feeling like you have several hobbies, and to meet somebody, there's going to be several people coming into your life. I feel like you're going to meet this person related to one of your hobbies. I'm not sure what, if it's a bookshop, if it's getting out. Do you like photography? Like birds? I don't know why, but somehow I'm getting cameras and birds, and maybe it's books in the bookstore. I'm not real sure. But my advice or what I'm getting for you is that I feel like you're going to meet somebody and you're going to meet a lot of different people, but it's going to be connected with one of your hobbies. So see if you can get out and join some of these clubs, maybe if it's a bird watching or a nature club, or hang out in the coffee shops, or like a Barnes & Noble is what I'm trying to say, or a Hastings, somewhere that's got books and things that you can kind of get involved in and has coffee. And I see you sitting around in there or looking at somebody coming up beside you, asking you about something that you're holding in your hand, something that you're reading, and I can't get exactly what topic it is that you're interested in. For some reason, like I said, I'm getting birds and cameras, so I'm not. Are you interested in photography or bird watching?
No, not really.
Hmm. Well, that's what I'm picking up, sweetheart, and good luck.
Okay.
Very cool. And we thank you for calling in. We love that. And, Janae, we're down to the last 4 or 5 minutes of it. We thank you, Yvonne, our little wild winner over in Texas. And going into our set tonight, we were talking about totems. We will continue that for the last few minutes. And I apologize to those of you who can't hear or is having problems in chat. I do feel sometimes I've hit all of the buttons, F5. I've hit everything we can. I do feel that there's a reason sometimes a blog does have its days. And one of those reasons is just being a pain in the cha-cha. So, you know, go back with the archives or laugh. I mean, we can't let it get to us. Today has been one of those days. I know that in astrology and with work with the Mercury retrograde, Gemini is my rising, we are having the most craziest communications with each and every person that we've got. Janae, have you noticed this with people that you've been trying to communicate or work with today?
Oh, my goodness. It's been that way all week, Jethro. And, you know, I have to always attribute this to Mercury retrograde as well, not just, you know, with everything else. It's the communication. Mercury is our communicator, and right now things are going crazy on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. I went and filled out an application for a part-time job online, and some snafu after I spent an hour filling it out, went to go send it, and the person says they didn't get it, and it's like poof, gone. It was never there. So, yes, everyone I've talked with all week has had multi-frustrations, so everybody just drink some tea, chamomile tea, take some hot salt baths, relax. It's going to be over in a few weeks, and let's just ride this roller coaster on out and not let it get the best of us. It's our attitude makes it good or makes it bad, so let's put out some great energies, folks.
Very true. And, you know, and I love what you just said there, you know, with that energy. I wanted everyone, we talked yesterday about putting out that great positive letter. Now, as we get closer to the time of the year when people get the most saddest and depression due to the sun, because the sun does give us not only those vitamins, but also gives us that energy to keep us in the light. It is proven and very much studied that the worst, some of the saddest times of the year is around the holidays, especially around December, because there's less sun and people get sad and depressed due to other reasons of holidays. Make sure you're doing that positive intent out. I had a really good experience here this summer with all of us when we were doing every hour do a prayer. We start our day here, and I start at 9 a.m. in the morning. I put out a very positive prayer for each and every one of you from the East Coast. I ask you in the Central to try at 10 a.m., and we'll do 11 a.m. to Mountain Time to do it. And just as we're rolling here, each time we go a little bit of it, you each will take a different time, and we do this wave we did before of extra prayers out. So each time zone is doing that, and in the morning we do that, and then I had some asking again that maybe this year we would do again and do like a 6 p.m. for the East, 7 p.m. for Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Pacific, and I know your friends there in Alaska, 10 p.m. for you guys. Those of you up late partying there in Anchorage, we'll go ahead and send. And Hawaii, and send your energy out into this prayer of we're putting out positive prayers for everyone, and that this will be one of those good, memorable, and positive experiences. And we had such a good rapport. It filled our rooms last time. We had such a good energy of it. I'd like you guys to do one more wave. We haven't done it since this summer. And write your email responses in. We had a very good experience last time we tried this here on Psyche's Gone Wild. Two of our listeners wrote us right away, and they noticed immediate response in their children that in their house, as they were putting out positive prayers every day, their children began to relax at this time of day, and that's when they started to come closer, be more attentive, and they have hyper children, as the gentleman had wrote me. He is working and raising two children on his own, has had a situation in his life where that's what's happening. And he let me know that he couldn't wait again for us to do the prayers, because he knows that he can feel the prayers, and he's teasing Kelly out there. Kelly was in Colorado when we did this. He said, now that you're out in Idaho, he wants to see if it's going to change the energy, because he's out behind her. He's in the Pacific time, and he knows that he would crave organo coffee afterwards. So he knows it's you, Kelly. He was teasing me and said to write and let you know that. So, Oakland, we will put those prayers out. Let everyone know what you've got. Janae, is there anything you've got for the last 60 seconds before we say goodbye and it cut us off to tell anyone?
I just want everyone to say thank you very much, to say to everyone, thank you for joining the show tonight. Peace, love, and light to you all. Be safe. Be careful. Love yourself. Light some candles. Eat something good. And remember, we love you here.
Very true. And blessings to everyone for another Friday night. Psyche's Gone Wild, and we did. And Yvonne, you were our winner. Woohoo! Talk to you guys tomorrow, Saturday, with me and Georgina Cannon.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Yeah.